We're in the studio today on the World Cafe with the Walkmen. The band includes Walter Martin, Paul Maroon, Matt Berwick, along with Hamilton Lighthouser and Peter Bauer. They released their fourth album, You and Me, last year and recently finished up a high-profile series of gigs opening for the Kings of Leon. They began their session with this performance of I Lost You. I Lost You, beginning our session today from the Walkmen, one from You and Me, the latest album, as we have a chance to have them in the studio today. A lot of this, when people talk about this band, they talk about the difference between the live shows and what you guys do on disc, so it's kind of interesting to hear kind of a half-live thing today.
Uh-huh.
And you've been out playing big halls with Kings of Leon. What has that been like?
It's been a little bit of an adjustment.
I would think so.
Yeah, we have some very stripped down songs. We have our old song "We've Been Had" that we've been playing with the very, very stripped down, just like a floor tom and a triangle. And we have this part where we have this like triangle solo, and we're playing in front of like 10,000 people, and it's just a floor tom and this little dinky triangle. And last night in the van, Pepper Jack, our sound man, said, "So what's the deal with the part where Paul stops playing the piano because it's so boring that I can't figure out what's going on.
Uh-oh.
But we all like it for some reason.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
When this album came out, you gave a lot of credit to one of the engineers, Chris Zane, mm-hmm. you worked with.
Yeah.
There's so much space on the live recordings, and the guitar sounds so fabulous. Sounds pretty good today, too. What did he do? Is there anything a layman could understand about that?
I don't know. I don't know exactly technically what he did, because he does so much. He's always like twisting knobs and going crazy, and he sort of just doesn't want you to talk or even be in the room or even do anything, because he always has like such an attitude these days about everything. And I hope he's listening to this right now. And he just sort of got it right from the moment we went. It was like a room about this size, actually, which is sort of what we like to play in. And we had the songs written, and it just sounded good from the get-go. It was just a good match.
Tell you what, can you want to go back to what would essentially be the top of the record and do Donde Esta La Playa?
Yeah, sure. Let's do that.
Donde Esta La Playa from The Walkman, the song that begins You and Me, the latest album that came out last year. The band's currently out on tour. So what's next?
This is going to be In the New Year from the same record.
that I know will pass. I know that it's true. It's gonna be a good year. Out of the darkness and into the fire, I tell you I love you. Well, my heart's in the strangest place. Well, that's how it started. That's how it is. Yeah, I know you. It's a point of pride. And it's louder than lightning. In this room, but it's all over. Yeah, it's all over anyhow. You took your sweet time and finally I opened my eyes.
In the new year, the Walkman playing live for us today. There's a song on here which I absolutely love when it came out, which is called Canadian Girl, which has kind of a bit of a different sound. And when all the interviews, you kept referring to your Calypso record.
That was sort of an earlier thing that sort of fizzled as time went on. And I think this is the last song that we wrote for the record, right?
Really?
Here. Yeah, I think it's the last thing that we did.
That's a good one. This is Canadian Girl.
Mm-hmm.
By the morning, I am the night. I was the only one left at the right time, and only I still call you mine. Only I know.
Canadian Girl from the Walkman finishing up our set today. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks so much for having us. It's a thrill to be here.
It's good to have the Walkman. We shall be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.